Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Five more lessons for our children and also for ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He reminds us, Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bilhaqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Which translates as an oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking by the token of time. Indeed, insan, mankind, is in a state of loss. But except for those people who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who carry out righteous deeds continuously and those who have advised one another towards haqq, towards the truth, towards the reality, and also towards patience. So this is lesson five, another lesson that we can give to our children, the value of time. Because whilst they may be at home and they may be getting bored and feel like they have nothing to do, this is an ample opportunity for them to strengthen their bond and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn about their deen, to reflect upon the Qur'an, to connect with the Qur'an, to memorize the Qur'an, to learn about the beautiful seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about the great sahaba ikram, about our history, about our deen. So the value of time is very, very important, because we may not get this time again. So to utilize this time effectively in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in carrying out righteous deeds, helping within the home, helping within your community as much as you can, or even helping online as well, and reminding people of the reality of this life, the gift that we have been given of this life, and also the reminding each other to be patient and to persevere in the times that we are currently living in. And so the value of time is a very, very important lesson to teach ourselves and also our children. Another lesson that we can teach is the value of the elderly. Because the world that we are living in, it's all about yourself. Everybody is on Twitter, Instagram, etc. And they're all worried about what they look, what they wear, what they eat, and the locations, and all of the other things. It's all about just themselves. And the elderly people and the part of people of our community have always been overlooked or disregarded. So this is a time for us to reevaluate and also to remind our children the value of our elders, of our buzurgs, and they should not be overlooked. They should not be forgotten. And if you have pushed them away, or if you have any regrets, or if you have had any misunderstandings, this is a time for you, given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make amends, to fix your rishte, to fix your relationships, and to strengthen your bonds, because there are so much that we can take from our elders. So much hikmah, so much dua, and the duas that are given by our elders can never be equated to the duas that other people give us within our life, the ordinary people, or even our parents. So our elders have a huge maqam within our Islamic tradition, also within our culture. So teaching the value of time, utilizing that time effectively within the days and the weeks and the nights that we have now, in completely to ourselves, in the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also in the aid of our elders, and to connect with our elders, and to support and to learn from our elders as well. Another thing that we can teach our children is the value of their masajid, of the value of their masjid, their mosque, and their community centers as well. Now that the mosques are closed and the community centers are closed, that there is a sense of disconnect between the child and their masjid and their place of worship and their place of tranquility. The place, the hub, the center of the community is the masjid itself. So they should realize the value of the masjid, of not being able to go there and walk into the masjid and doing wudu in the masjid and meeting people and bumping into people and going for Jumu'ah, hearing the azan, hearing the iqama, praying their salah, learning their sabak, and sitting down and meeting with people, having a cup of tea, reading the news, or doing all of the things that they used to do ordinarily. All of this was a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a blessing, spiritual blessing, and also a communal blessing of being with your community, with your society, and also with the ummah as well. And I'm sure every single person would rush, if the masjid was to be open today, rush back to the masjid, because this is the heart of the community. Therefore, we should teach our children the value of our masajid, our community centers, and making sure that inshallah al-aziz, when the masjids do reopen, that we take care of our masajid, not just financially, but also physically as well. We help take care in terms of the maintenance, in terms of the cleanliness, in terms of the upkeep, in terms of maintaining order and the nizam and the system that we have in the masajid, and helping and supporting the masjid in every single way and capacity. And also at this moment in time when the masjids are not open, we can still continue to support our masjids financially, online, you know, in various particular platforms. We can send our donations to the masjid as well. So this is a very important lesson that we can teach our children as well, the value of the masjid, of Jumu'ah, of Taraweeh, of lectures, of bayans, and so many other things as well. Another lesson is to teach our children the importance of saying Bismillah and also saying Insha'Allah and all the du'as that remind us that all blessings and all barakah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when things are void of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they have no blessing, no inherent blessings. So teaching our children the importance with it, now that you have them in your homes, in the morning when they wake up, the du'as that they should be reading when they wake up, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya, when they wake up in the morning, or when they sleep, when they wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah allazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur, and other du'as before entering the toilet, exiting the toilet, du'as before eating your food, during your food, after your food, within your home, teaching them these good manners, these good terms and vocabulary, so that it becomes the norm for them to say mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Insha'Allah, Barakallah, all of these things, la hawla. These are very, very important things that we need to make them accustomed to and make them familiar with, so that it rolls off their tongues very, very easily. And also within our homes ourselves as well, rather than use English terminology or our cultural terminology, we should be using these terms. Why? Because they always have the reference or connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And by saying them, we will be receiving some reward and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hopefully reminding our children that look, all this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the last lesson that we can teach our children, well, one of the last lessons that we can teach our children, is that this life that we have and the world that we have is temporary, is temporal. Nothing, no insan will live forever, and neither will this world continue to exist forever. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام, that everything that has a beginning has an end, and everything in existence will one day come to an end except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though the situation that we are living in, some people are alhamdulillah healthy and fit, other people are sick or elderly and passing away, some due to the disease and some due to other underlying illnesses, we need to remind ourselves that death is not the end. Death rather is a transition from one state to another, just the way we transition from the heavens as a soul and then we came into the bodies and here in the dunya. Similarly, when we pass away or anybody that we love passes away, it's not the end for them. No, it doesn't matter how they die. They can die naturally, they can die due to a plague or an illness or a virus, they can die due to so many other scenarios and situations. But the key thing to teach our children, that death is not the end, but rather it is a transition from one state to another, where you will be in your grave, and for the good deeds and good actions that you have done and the good seeds that you have sown in your life, in your grave it will become a place of sukoon and peace and ease for you. And also on the day of Qiyamah, you'll return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the kalima upon your lips, with the shahada upon your lips, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So these lessons are important to put into context and to remind ourselves and also our children the times that we are living in, and to seize the time, the days that we have, and to remind ourselves of value and the beauty of time that we have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to value our elders and to our rishtadar and our buzurgs, and to take care of them and to be honorable and righteous towards them, especially to value our masajid and all of the services that they provide, the management and the imams and the teachers, everybody who's part and parcel of the masjid, in the running of the masjid, the upkeep of the masjid. We need to value our masjid and take care of our masjid as much as we can, because this is where we will find our hidayah, our success, our guidance, our illumination, our peace and tranquility as well. To remind our children to continue to use the Islamic terms of Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, InshaAllah, and to remember all blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to finally remind ourselves and our children that our life is temporary, this world is temporary as well, and death is not the end. However you pass away and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matters is that you die in a state of iman, you die in a state of Islam, and you live a life of Islam and life of iman, and you carry out doing as many good deeds as you can, and that when you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will return with a pure heart and a pure mind and pure lips, which will be saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all, and also bless our children, and enable us all to teach our children these beautiful and important lessons. Jazakumullahu khairan.